Oz GOP Chair Kelly Ward slams cowards who are not living up to their constitutional duties. By Hannah Blow on December 7, 2020. Dr. Kelly Ward, chairwoman of the Arizona Republican Party, affirmed on Monday that the party filed a notice to appeal, bringing the GOP lawsuit on election integrity before the Supreme Court. And she delivered a pointed message to lawmakers who are sidestepping allegations of fraud and failing to call for a full legislative hearing, accusing them of being cowards and not living up to their constitutional duties. In a Monday update, the Arizona GOP chair took aim at both the establishment media and lawmakers, the former of which she accused of characterizing the GOP's election challenges in a way that is completely and totally untrue. "It is unfair to the public," she said, "for the fake news media to present the challenges as an effort by Republicans to take an election from Joe Biden. That is in no way, shape, or form true. We are trying to have integrity in our electoral process, and we will have it, and we have every right to make legal challenges all the way up until the next president. I think it's going to be Donald Trump, is inaugurated on January 20," Ward said. She explained that the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors is meeting on Monday and will hopefully vote to have a full forensic audit and then set her sights on lawmakers. "The legislature has every opportunity to call a full legislative hearing with subpoena power, and they should do it quickly," Ward said. "Any leaders who aren't doing so are simply being cowards and not living up to their constitutional duties," she stressed. Ward also provided updates on her legal challenge in the state, which a state court rejected last week. Maricopa County Superior Court Judge Randall Warner ruled that the court found no fraud, no misconduct, and no effect on the outcome of the election, prompting Ward to appeal to the Supreme Court. "We did that on Friday, and that appeal will go before the Supreme Court," she said. "We're filing those papers today, so hopefully we're going to see some more action there, because we are asking to look at the 28,000 duplicated ballots that are in Maricopa County alone, as well as all of the digitally adjudicated ballots," the Trump ally added. Ward explained that there are 100,000 ballots that could be affected statewide, which she noted is more than enough to swing this election. Ultimately, Ward said she does not know where this will end, but vowed to continue fighting for election integrity. "I can tell you this, I'm not going to stop. I know you're not going to stop until we make sure that every legal vote that was cast is counted and every illegal vote is thrown out. Because that's how you have integrity in elections," she said, encouraging people to stay tuned. Arizona certified its results last week, giving Biden the 11 Electoral College votes. He leads Trump by 10,457 votes in the state.